For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU women's hockey team, the lone Beaver sports team to win Saturday on the Beaver Radio Network. Details are next on BSU Today on the Beaver Radio Network.
If you want the fastest internet speeds available and at an affordable rate, then you want GigaZone Internet from Paul Bunyan Communications. Get fiber optic fast internet up to a gigabit per second. That's up to 80 times faster than cable. Plus, you can add PBTV, unlimited local and long-distance phone service, and all new GigaZone customers can get GigaZone Wi-Fi free for the first 6 months. To find out more, visit paulbunyan.net. It's the GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications, and it's right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunyan Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU women's hockey team closed out the 2018 portion of the 18-19 season. We're on the road at Mercyhurst this past weekend, lost 3-0 on Friday, won 3-1 on Saturday. Beavers led 1-0 after the first, gave up the tying goal about midway through the game, before the Beavers scored two more goals in the closing 2.5 minutes of the second, with Emily Berglund getting the game winner at 17:28 of the second. Beaver penalty kill perfect on the weekend. Their head coach, Jim Scanlon.
Again, they've been playing exceedingly well, and it's obviously they have a lot of confidence, but you don't want to keep going to the well because the odds are somebody's going to get one, but they did, again, a tremendous job today.
Beavers have successfully killed off their last 21 penalties. The Beaver head coach says it's a great way to go into the holiday break.
Just a very hard-fought win. That was against a good hockey team in their building, so great way to finish the 2018 side of our season.
BSU off until January 4th and 5th, when they will host Union College. That's BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunyan Communications. I'm Brian Schultz for the Beaver Radio Network.